Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay. All right, yesterday we ended off shiur with a steer in Rashi's regarding the nature of Shalosh Shanim. I'm not sure where's the black one. I don't know where it is already. Okay. Lost already. Maybe I put it in here. Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm not sure. Okay. We had a steer in Rashi's. What was the steer we had in Rashi's? Yeah. Steer we had in Rashi's was as follows. Our Rashi, our Mishnah, described the 3 years as being as follows. That you're there 3 years, and the end of the Rashi says that since you're there 3 years, you see your friends, and you're quiet. Now, whenever we talk about a din d'oraisa, one of my rebbeim taught us, Rav Shmuel Nachum Shlita, a big Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. When you discuss a din d'oraisa, there are 5 ways to learn out a din d'oraisa. 5 different ways to learn out a din d'oraisa. Number one is a gzeiras hakasev. The Torah says beferish apasuk. Number two is a svara. That's a way to learn out a din d'oraisa. I'll give you 2 quick examples. Hamotzi mechavera olav araya. Someone comes and says to me, I owe him money. I don't owe him a penny until he proves it. What's the svara? The svara is if someone, God forbid, is in pain or is sick, you should go to the doctor. That's what the Gemara writes in Baba Kama Menvo and Base. If you want to claim that I owe you money, then prove it. That's the mashal the Gemara gives. And the Gemara says a svara is a legitimate way to learn out a din d'oraisa. That's the halacha. This is the way, 5 ways we're going to stay here, B'ez Hashem, to learn out a din d'oraisa. I'll give you another example thus far. If a woman says she's in need, and a second later she says she's joking, we believe her. She says to her husband she's in need, then she says, no, I'm just joking, she's tahora. That's the famous claw called what? Pesha Aser, excellent. Pesha Hitter. Daniel, very good. That's a Gemara Ksubas Dafka base. Pesha Aser, Pesha Hitter. Gemara says, Lamali Kraw. Why do you need a pusik for it? Gemara tries to learn it from a pusik. As beating the Satin Lisha Zeh, the Gemara says, you don't need a pusik, it's a svara. So a svara is the marker for 2 important dinin. Number one, Motsu Mechara Olav Lavi Rai, and number two, Pesha Aser, Pesha Hitter. Number three, what's the third way to learn how to din d'oraisa? Third way is considered the Yugim Omidos, Shlosh Yisrei Midos. We say it every morning, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, there are 13 ways to learn out, hermeneutics, to learn out a din d'oraisa. Binyan Gzer Shava, Kavo Chaymer, right? Binyan Nav Mishnei Chesuvim. There are many, many different ways. This is a third avenue to learn out a din d'oraisa. Number four is what we call Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Meaning Hashem, we have a Masorah, the Gemara says many places, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. We have a Masorah that Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu a certain dinim in Har Sinai, even though they're not recorded in the Chumash. For example, oral and chutzlarts. How do you know the fruits of a fruit tree, the first 3 years you can't eat? It doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash and chutzlarts. Eretz Yisrael, it's also. It's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. That's our Masorah. And number five, Rav Nochum wanted to say it, is called a takdim, historical precedence. Many of the halachas of Geiris we learn out from the way Klal Yisrael was Megar at Har Sinai. We as Jews were Megar at Har Sinai. Gemara writes in Krisis on that Testament Aleph. And therefore, bless you, we see that what there's a halacha of Geiris. And we learn out a halacha of Geiris, the way Klal Yisrael was what? Themselves, we ourselves. You shouldn't refer to a Geir as a Geir. We're all Geir. We really are all Geir. And we became part of Klal Yisrael through Mila, Tefillah, and Hartzah's Dam. Having blood sprinkled on us and bring the korban. There's 3 elements you need for geiris. Mila, tefillah, and for a man, korban. And Rashi Rosh Hashanah adds on a 4th that you need blood to be sprinkled on you for Moshe Rabbeinu sprinkled blood on Klal Yisrael. Yisroel, it says. So these are 5 ways to learn how to do the rites. If I ask you, Cheskes Gimel Shonim, what does Rashi learn from? Rashi learns it out in our Mishnah is a svara. It's a svara. Seems like Rashi's saying an Anan Sahadi. And Anan Sahadi means the world testifies. What does that mean, the world testifies? We as the world testify that if a guy's quiet and he sees a guy there planting the field, that's an Anan Sahadi. The world can testify that this is a good what? the world can testify that this is a good what? Proof that he is the owner. That's a svara. That's a svara. That's what I call anan sahadi. Okay? If you look in Rashi and Ksubis on Daf Yud Zayin and Mebeis, Dibra Masko, Shnei Chazaka, writes as follows. I'll read it to you. Shlomi, you get a cheer from the next door. Okay, it says like this. Shnei Chazaka, Shalosh Shonim Shetiknu Chachamim L'chol Mazikim Bekarka. Dimishachlo Shalosh Shonim Below Irur Nema Lomer Lekachti of Yibet Shtari Dekuli Hailom Izdar Inche Mishtari. What is the key word in this Rashi? What is Rashi saying, Ksubis? Takanis Chachamim. So get it down. It seems like it's a blatant stira. Rashi in our Masechta says that Shalosh Shonim is a Dindi Raisa. It's a Svara in Anan Sahani. Rashi in Ksubis says it's the Takanis Chachamim. It's clear that it seems like a what? It's a stira of a Rashi. Okay. Now, it is possible to suggest the following. And I want you to get this. Okay? Let's get it. Let's got the stira in Rashi. It is possible to suggest, who is Rashi commenting on here? You tell me. When Rashi said that, who is he commenting on? Which Tana? Rabbi Shmuel. So maybe according to Rabbi Shmuel, it is considered to be what? An Anan Sahadi or a Svara or maybe a Pusuk, which we're going to learn next week in the Gemara. We learn not from Shura Mu'ud. Anan Sahadi or from Xeris HaKosav that we learn not from Shura Mu'ud, which is one of the Yugim Omidos. It's a Binyanav. Maybe Rashi here is commenting within Rabbi Shmuel. But Rashi and Ksubis is going according to who? The Chachamim. And the Chachamim hold that it is a Takanis Chachamim, like the Rosh says, that after 3 years you're not asked to what? To keep your star around to prove ownership at all. And therefore, it's no problem in Rashi. It's no steer in Rashi. Rashi here is commenting according to Rabbi Shmuel, and over there he's commenting according to the Chachamim, and it comes out to be a very fundamental machloikis. Maybe a machlekes of Tanoim is Cheskes Gomel Shonim D'Oraisa or Midrabanan. That's what we want to suggest. And I think it's very striking. Because if Rashi held what he said according to the Chumim, why did he wait till when? Why did he wait till Rabbi Shmuel? He should have said that in the first Rashi in the Mishnah. No? Why does he wait to define, make his definition there? Maybe that's very striking and it fits in because he wants to say, Rashi, I'm saying my definition here only according to whose Tana? Rabbi Shmuel, and not according to who? Not according to the Chachamim. That's maybe what we could suggest. So what emerges now is two different approaches to what? Cheskes Gomel Shonim. Number one is that it is what? That it is the Rabbanan. Cheskes Shalosh Shonim. Number one is the Rabbanan. We're saying that's Rashi and Ksubis, and that's going according to the Chachamim. And number two is that it's a Svara, or we'll write Ogzeris HaKasav, meaning it's from Anan Sahadi or Shura Mu'ud, which we'll learn next week, because Pashuv Shat, the Shura Mu'ud doesn't stick in the Maskana. It's a Havamina. How do we know that Cheskes Gomel Shonim works? Because the Shura Mu'ud becomes a Shura Mu'ud after three times. But the Gemara is going to reject that. We'll see that when we get to the Gemara. But I'm saying the second approach is that it is considered to be a Svara Cheskes Gomel Shonim, or a Xeris HaKosav. Number three is as follows. This is what I wanted you to see in the beginning of the Mar Makomos. We have the Aliyas of the Rabbeinu Yoina. Now, we mentioned yesterday the word chazak has many connotations. There is a chazak I want you to know, and if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara does not say it anywhere in Shas. I've looked for it many times, but the Rishonim, I've looked for it in the Rishonim, Achronim, quoting it. There's no Gemara, if I'm not mistaken, that says it beferish. But the Rishonim and Achronim always say the following klal, and that is, by metaltalin, by movables, Chazaka kol dover shetachas yad adam harehu shelo. Chazaka kol dover shetachas yad adam harehu shelo. If I'm holding a basketball or a football, right? I like sports, okay? Or what? Let's say a briefcase for those who don't like sports. You can assume that it's mine. Okay? Because by metaltalin, we have a presumption that kol davar shetachas yad adam harehu shelo. It is declared as his. He does not have to make a taina. He doesn't have to say it's mine. It is his automatically. We have to ask, why don't we have this klal by karka? Metaltalin, we have this klal. By karka, we do not. By karka, we said yesterday, the Mishnah says, I'm a mouth. You have to make a claim. I've been squatting on this land. I say I bought this land from Mr. X. Or you gave it to me as a gift. I have to make a claim. Why can't you say me standing there is enough? What is the difference? So on that, I wanted you to see that there are three answers, three approaches. The first approach was in the Aliyah of Rabbeinu Yonah, who says as follows. Basically, he claims that the concept of tfisa, I'll just write karka, eino shayif. Why is that? What's the hesber for this? Okay, so let's write, okay, 1, 2, 3, which will be end up being 3, 4, 5 regarding that list of cheses gimel shanim. Why is there no chazaka by karka? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, ain in the first answer, ain tfisa bekarka. You can't grab land. Halachically, you cannot be tofes karka. It's impossible. Unless you're King Kong. Right? I don't know if you guys are, I'm much older than you guys, or Godzilla. He could pick up a piece of land and hold it. No human being can do that. It's not subject to tfisa. Karka, you can't be tofes. Metalkalin, you can be tofes. So he writes, ain tfisa bekarka. I'll give you his lashon. He says, "Kolzman sheino toin klum karka becheskes baaleh omedes." V'hadalo amroach b'metalton and harayin becheskes at tafus ben. Afa b'shem b'tvisa taina hasam l'fishik far yotzim rishisharishar tafus b'hem. By metalton you can be tofes. Karka you can't be tofes. So the first fundamental distinction is that by metalton chazaka chodori tachzon kodesh because you can be tofes. Karka you can't be tofes. This is the first teretz of Aliyasa de Rabbeinu Yonah, okay? It's a problem in the Tfisa. Metalkalim, you can be Toifis, Karka, you can't. That's the first shot. Second shot is the Rashbam that I wanted you to see on Membeis and Aleph. What does the Rashbam say on Daf Membeis? The Rashbam is Masbir that in Uman, a craftsman who has a lot of items in his house fixing, anything that he picks up, can he claim it's his? No, he's never believed. Because a craftsman by his very nature is doing work for other guys. So we assume none of this stuff is his own. None of it. Okay? So a uman, and as a few fellows asked me in Seder, that's if it's his business. If he's a tool man, fixes tools, then any tool he has, if he claims it's his, it can't claim it's his. So there's an exception to this rule. By metalkalin, if you're an uman, you don't have that ability to claim it's my tool. I'll give you another exception. The Gemara says, the Rashbam says this, in Bab Metzia, Kuftet Vavonaf, Dvarim ha'asuim lisha'el. Dvarim that are made to borrow or to rent. I don't know, let's say tools are a good example of things that people borrow or rent. Guy walks around with a hammer and he says, this is mine. No, these things are borrowed and rented all the time. You can't just say it's mine. No way, it's not acceptable. Things like a football, a basketball that are not lent out, are not rented out. If you claim it's your football and basketball, then we believe you. Then we evoke this principle. So this is the principle by the top that there are two exceptions. One is an uman we gave. Another one is things that are what? Usually borrowed or rented. You don't have the ability to say it's mine. You're not believed to say it's mine. Okay? So, in that piece in the Rashbam, what does the Rashbam say? The Rashbam writes that by regular metalpolin, I don't have to prove anything. Because I don't have a reyesa. I have no reyesa of achve starcha. I don't have to whip out a document and prove that I own this football or basketball. The fact that I'm holding it is proof. There's no reyesa. But by shtar, if I'm squatting on the shtar and I haven't squatted on it for 3 years, I have to whip out a shtar. By karka, correct, by karka, I have to whip out my shtar and prove that I own it. If I haven't squatted on it for 3 years, once it's 3 years, it's acceptable. So number two is, I want you to get down to Rashbam, is what we call achve shtarcha. Show me your shtar. Show me your shtar. And by karka, if you don't have your shtar, you're finished. Up till 3 years. After 3 years, you're not expected to keep it around. By metalton, there's no reason. There's no requirement to have a shtar. That's, now the Rashbam didn't say it black and white, but that emerges from what he said. He said, he can say it's bought. We believe him. We believe him. He does not need a shtar. By karka, you need a shtar. And you don't have the shtar, you're finished. So that's a second hesber. And number three, a third hesber, is in the Ritva. The Ritva says as follows. The Ritva says, I don't understand. He says, Minayin l'chazaka sheyisholo shonim. Klomer meheicha nafkan l'chazaka sheyisholo shonim. Lo pachas lo yoser. Im tfisosan raya kimetalten shloyu balim shoskin. Tveicha skosan l'alter. Vim ain't tfisosan raya nishu dover shodim yochol l'hachnis l'socho. Lama yesh lehem chazaka l'yoyl. He says, Mimonav shach. Is karka, holding on to the karka, proof or is it not a proof? If it's a proof, it should be a chazaka immediately like metalten. Not a proof, it should never be. And then the Gemara goes on to say, we learn from Shorah Mu'ud. Meaning, what you see from the Ritva is as follows. The Ritva says, when you are standing on land, there's no proof that your tfisa shows that you own it. Not like the first pshat. The first pshat is you can't have a halachic tfisa on karka. The third pshat is that tfisa cannot be a raya that I own the karka. That's different. I want you to get the difference. Tfisa lo yachol lios raya. Lo yachol lios raya. Cannot be a raya. Shata habal. That you are the baal. Shata baal karka. That you're the baal karka. It cannot be a raya. Whereas by metalten, it can be a raya. The first shot is that the tfisa itself straight up makes you the owner. By metalten, yes. By karka, no. This is the pshat said by the Ritva. And the truth of the matter is, just get down. I won't write it down. It's also the second shot of the Liyasa Rabbeinu Yonah. Because what was the second shot of Liyasa Rabbeinu Yonah? We don't assume that a guy's a ganav. Lo achsik inish beganavi. You're holding a basketball football, we assume you're the owner. We don't suppose that you're the what? We don't suppose that you're a ganav. Because holding the football is a raya that I'm the owner of the football. Holding karka is not a raya for anything. Unless you've been there 3 years and the guy was quiet and he didn't protest. So these are three approaches as to why you have a fundamental distinction between metalten, where you do not need to make a taina. For a majority of cases, we'll get to B'ez Hashem when we give Vayter and the Gemara. There are some cases where you have to make a taina by metalten, but in general you don't. It's automatically yours. By karka, it's not shaykh. You have to make a taina, and you need 3 years. These are the three svaras. So I'm just thinking to myself, you take these three svaras we just did. We began share with, what is Gimel Shonim? Is it the Rabbanon or the Araisa? What would you say with these three? Would you describe Cheses Gimel Shonim? How would you describe Cheses Gimel Shonim? According to one, because you can't be Tefis Bekarka, Tfisa Bekarka, you need to wait till 3 years. You follow what I'm saying? Number two is, because you always have the Chisaron of a document, you have to wait till 3 years where you're not responsible to watch it anymore. And number three is, that tfisa cannot be a raya unless you've squatted on it for 3 years. So basically, what we could say is that there are two approaches, whether it's the Rabban or the Araisa, and then there are three different approaches to a different topic as to why there's a difference between metalten and karka. But if you'd ask me, I would say every one of these three svaras, pashup shot, is a bona fide, probably, svara mi Araisa. Because these three svaras tell me why you have to wait till 3 years. You follow me? Because you've got to ask yourself, we began this parak. Why can't I get it day one? So these three svaras answers that kasha. Because it's different than the top one. And then it goes to the topic that we spoke about in the beginning of Shir. Is it the Rabban or the Araisa? Steering Rashi's. And we want to say Rashi and Ksubis. Based on Yehuda writes, was going according to who? The Chachamim. And Rashi was going according to Rabbi Shmuel. Okay? Everyone got that clue? This is very fundamental. We're going to see a lot of these svaras, B'ez Hashem. You got to make sure you get it. It's not hard, but make sure you get it clear. Yeah, go ahead, Jonathan, real quick.
According to Rabbeinu Yonah, what would he do about metalten that you can't do tfisa on, like very heavy metalten?
Well, there's no metalten you can't move.
What about like a very heavy desk?
So you get guys. Get a bunch of guys.
But like you don't want to move.
Like I said, there will be some exceptions. that maybe Metalton might need a Tina. But in your question, I'll get 10 guys, get 20 guys. That's what movables is all about. That's what movables is all about. Movables is different than carpet, okay? All right. Yeah, Yossi, go ahead.
Some of these stars are problems with the Kenyan. They're not problems with Araya. They're problems with Tfisa. The fact that you can't do a Tfisa is a problem.
These three Svaras, answer. Why the fact that I'm not standing in this land, why can't I get it immediately? That's what these three Svaras answer.
Right, and our mission is talking about Araya, not a Kenyan.
I understand that. So these aren't talking about Kenyan. These are talking about why I'm asking you. Why can't you say Chazaka Kol Davar Adam Omid Alav Harehu Shalom? Why not? There's a given cloud all over Shas, which is not the Feirush in Shas. I told you by Metalton Kol Davar Shatachsi Adam Harehu Shalom. You're making a very good point. I'm asking you. Why don't you say there's a din Chazaka Kol Davar Shomid? Don't cold over. Sha'omen omen alav harihu miyad shalom. Why isn't there? Why does our Mishnah say need 3 years? These are three svaras that the Rishonim give. Okay? These are three svaras. Number one is that halachically tfisa. It's not shaykh bekarka. Unless you wait the 3 years. Number two is you have a chisarna. Where's your document until 3 years? And number three is that tfisa is not a riot until you're there 3 years. And all those three svaras do not apply to Metalton. Okay, let's get to Tosfos now. Okay, a lot of guys are working very hard in Tosfos. So let's see inside. Okay, this is what a Amelus is all about, a Torah Shabbat Peh. We really have to work, okay? The Torah is not the fast food, it's the working, the ultimate working. As I said to a lot of guys, I said, if guys are asking me, you can ask Rav Asher also for the help in the Tosfos, okay? All right, David, why don't you read the Tosfos, okay? Let's see the Tosfos inside. All right, we'll go through it. Let's go through it medium speed because I want to try to finish it today. Okay, then we got to get to Chumash. Go ahead. Shlosha Chadash and Berisha. A little louder, David. Please go ahead. Yes. Well, that's Perisha Kuntras. Okay, Perisha Kuntras is reference to Rashi. Now on Chavtes and Aleph, it switches to Rashban, and you'll see there's a glaring difference, right? Zach and I saw that yesterday, right? I mean, the Rashbam is Rashi's grandson, who's a great, who's a Rishon. But when you do the Rashbams, Rashbam is very elongated. Rashi in 5 words can say what the Rashbam says in 20 words. Okay? So obviously, Rashbam was great too. But I'm saying you didn't see the greatness of Rashi. It's unbelievable. So, Perish Bukuntris.
There's a small bit over there. It's referring to the Rashbam. There's a bit over there.
Yeah?
I think it's Perish Rashbam.
Oh, yeah? I don't, but this is referring to Rashi, I think. We talk Perish Rashi in the Mishnah.
Why? You refer to Lama Vod, though.
I don't know why. Okay, you're right. Zach saying Mesoros HaShas is referring to Lama Vod, but Poshup Shas. Okay, we'll see. It's a good point. Well, let's see. So what does he see from Rashi? What do you see from Rashi? That what? The boy, Rabbi Shmuel. Rishmol requires. Go ahead. How many months did Rabbi Shmuel require? 18. 3 in the beginning, a whole year in the middle, and 3 at the end. Okay? For our purposes, let's say the following. Let's say he started at, 3 months, the last 3 months of the summer, which is what? Tammuz Av Elul. The whole next year, and then what? Another 3 months after the Rosh Hashanah, which is Tishrei, Cheshvan, and then what else? Actually, that's incorrect because they didn't plant in the winter, in the fall. You have to wait for the next 3 months. Nisan, what's after Nisan? Iyar, and then Sivan. Okay? You follow me? They didn't plant during the winter and the fall. So the Rabbi Shmuel says you need 13, you need 18 months. Now, what is Tosfos quote from Rashi? Let's get this. According to Rashi, you need to what? You need to be Zoreya v'kotzer. What does Zoreya mean? Put the seed in the ground. It's one of the malachas on Shabbos. Kotzer is another malach. What's a malach of kotzer? Cutting. Now, Zach's point is well taken, but where on earth did Rashi say anything about Katsiru? Did you see that at all?
The bottom of the table.
Yeah? Where did Rashi say that? Rashi said Zoreya. We read it in Shir. Shem l'chadam, haro eschaver, Zoreya tzadeu, lecho priyasun l'shon av'shosek.
Can't eat it, I'm cutting it.
Oh, so that's what I think you have to say that Rashi, that Tosa saw from Rashi. We're not talking about an animal that takes his mouth to the tree and starts eating the orange, like, you know, going like this. Rashi said, lechol. What does lechol mean? You eat it. How do you eat it? You do ktsira to it. So I want you to get that point, though. Okay? Now, Zach's pointing out that maybe Tosas wasn't referring to Rashi. Pashup Shah, I think he was referring to Rashi. But the Masorah Shah says he was referring to the Rashbam. If you don't have, please look on. This we're doing the whole Tosas inside. That's why I said we got to, please try to bring your Gemaras. Something like this, that's the appreciation. We do it inside with this. It's a hard Tosas. Okay? So someone doesn't have, we got to look on. Okay? So you see from Rashi, Rashi says Beferish, at least the way Tosas says, you need both. You need Zriya and Ktsira. Go ahead. No, the Ein Tema. Right, the Ein Zmana. And he says, don't be so bothered by this, because what are we suggesting? That it's going to be planted in 3 months, right? What's after Nisan? It's going to be planted in 3 months. The whole thing is going to be planted and harvested in 3 months. Is that possible? Yes, it's possible. Don't think it's impossible. Generally, it takes the whole next what? Nisan. If you plant after Nisan, you have to wait the whole year. But it can happen in 3 months. Ve'in tema. Don't wonder. Shehetei tvu ha-nizras achar Nisan. G'day l'b'shlosh ha-chadash. It can happen. It is possible to happen. Go ahead. Dematzina. You don't have to wait until the next Nisan. Go ahead. Like we find in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, go ahead. God law? Pa'omim. Not pa'mayim, pa'omim. Ba'osuzman. So what do you see from that? The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, any crop that is harvested at Sukkos, Chag HaAsif, you could bet your bottom dollar has grown at least a third of its growth. Third of its growth has halachic nafkaminas in Zeroyim. A lot of nafkaminas, a third of its growth regarding the core. Isser Chodosh. You could bet your bottom dollar when you harvested at Sukkos, it's already grown a third by Rosh Hashanah. And you planted it after Nisan. It says you planted it after Nisan. You planted it in the spring and the summer. And it grew quickly in 3 months. So Tosas dug up a Gemara that it can't happen. It's not a nace. You can plant something and harvest it within 3 months. It does happen. Okay? So that's what Tosas begins, lays down a principle that we find that Rashi says you need Zriya and Ksira, and it can happen in 3 months. 3 months first year, 12 months second year, 3 months third year, 18 months. It can happen. You can have a Zriya and Ksira in 3 months. Fight there, David. Go ahead. Deem Kane. Excellent. Why on earth do you need 18 months? 15 should suffice. How do you get 15? I'll tell you like this. Start 3 months before Nisan. What are the 3 months before Nisan? Adar. What's before Adar? Shvat. Right? And what else? Tevet. So plant in Tevet, Shvat, and Adar. Or if you don't want to do Tevet, then Shvat already. It's already the beginning of the spring. You'll have 3 months there. Then you harvest. Then after Nisan, you'll do another planting, harvest again 3 months later. Then wait the whole next year. And then what? And then you will plant 3 months again before Nisan. It comes out to be what? 15 months. Because you're going to what? You're going to start 3 months before. And then it's going to come out to be a full 15 months. And that's what Tosas is asking. Why on earth should you need what? Should you need to have 18 months? That's his kasha. Very, very, very interesting kasha. That's what he asks. In fact, the example he gives is you should plant 3 months before Nisan and Kotzer B'Nisan. This is exactly what we said. Then you do what? You do the Kayetz. Well, the next 3 months will count as the second year. And then you wait the whole next year, and then you'll plant another 3 months, and then you'll harvest it at Nisan. So you started 3 months before Nisan. You'll end up the next year at Nisan. That's 15 months. Why do you need 18 months? That's Tosas Kasha. Right? If it, agriculturally you could get the job done in such a way, so you should be able to do it in 15 months. Go ahead, what's the terrors? Oh, And the shlish is benisan haba. So you'll finish up, it'll be 15 months. Go ahead. Be'emsa. What does it say over there in Beis? Chadashim, be'emsa. But what does that mean? What does that mean? You can't just read and translate. We've got to understand how peaceful. What is supposed to answer? It's not enough to have one. 15 months. Why is it not enough to have 15 months? This is the kasha that Tosfos is asking. What's the answer? It must be that the first 3 months and the last 3 months must be the bread sandwiching in a full year. Why do you need a full year? Why do you need a full year? What's the beer, Adover? When you do 15 months, you don't have a full year in the middle. 18 months is you have 3 months in the beginning, top bread, 3 months in the bottom bread, in the middle you have a complete year. Why do you need a complete year? So I want you to get this. The Shari HaTaisa says the following svara, beautiful. What's the whole Nakuda here? The whole Nakuda is here is that the original owner, we say to him, why didn't you protest? Since you didn't protest, it must be that the squatter is the real owner. And the Nakuda is as follows. The Nakuda is that the guy could always make an excuse to Marakam and say, you know why I didn't protest? In your 15-month structure, I thought I still had time. I thought I still had time. When you have an 18-month structure, you have the first 3 months, you have the full year, and you have the third phase, which is the last 3 months. And they are three distinct phases. So don't give me your excuse, you thought you had more time. That's what it means that the full year is an achila chashuva. There were three distinct stages. You could have protested by every three of the stages, and you were quiet. And because of that, the land is not yours anymore. But if it's 15 months, he could always make up some excuse and say, you know what? Oh, I thought that second stage, remember the 15-month construct? First three before Nissan, second three was Nissan. Oh, I thought the second one, Nissan, was going to continue. So I thought I still had time. See, he viewed it as all one continuum. And we say, oh, the 15 months is done already. 15 months is done already. Done? What do you mean done? I thought I had more time to protest. You can't make that excuse when you have 18 months. Because they're three discrete units. And he can't make that excuse and say, oh, I thought I had more time to protest. In the 15th month construct, he'll say, oh, I thought the second phase continued and continued. I thought I could have waited till the next Nissan. He didn't realize it was 15 months. And before he knows it, it's done. And we say, oh, it's too late. What do you mean it's too late? I thought I had more time to yell and protest. That's the touch of what touch means. I want you to get that down. That's what means sarich achila chashuva shel shnei masra chodesh be'emsa. You always got to ask, what's the teretz? What's the svar? That's the teretz we want to say. That's the svar. Yes, Daniel, go ahead.
If we put the svar behind it as being that it's all about giving a chance for the original owner to see that someone's on his field or see that.
To protest.
To give him a chance to protest if he sees that. You could see this as taking away the validity of his claim by putting the year in the middle. You have the 3 month section, and then you have the full year. At no point during that time can you say, oh, you know, I only harvest in, say, the summer months. And that's not part of the 3 months or the 3 months. By putting the year in the middle, you automatically take out that claim, and then you no longer. And then there's the.
Then he has no excuse. Yeah. You're absolutely right. I mean, Daniel's adding on to what we're saying. By having the 18 months, a very good point. By having the 18 months, there are three distinct units in agriculturally, and therefore, since there are three distinct phases, you can't say, oh, I thought it was continuing. You had three different opportunities and stages, and you didn't say a word, and therefore we view it as being what? We view it as being good. And that's the din. Okay? Chaim, real quick. Dave, yeah, go ahead.
As far as Shari Tosos said in Terbi Yekiva, if it's only 14 months, there's a much shorter time.
We'll get to Rebbe Akiva. We'll get to Rebbe Akiva why he's 14, because he models it. Let's wait till we get to Rebbe Akiva, because he models it differently. He models it differently. He models it on the beginning of the growth of the fruit. We'll get to that. Okay, business chef. David, go Vaita. Let's go. Vaita, let's go. What does Afagav always imply? Akashav Tosis. Go ahead. Afagav. If you eat three fruit, three different produce, for 3 different months. Kigon aspasta. What's aspasta? Fodder. Fodder is the type of thing that grows in 30 days. You put the seed in, it's ready to go at the end of 30 days. You cut it off. So if you have, the Gemara says black and white and amud beis. Mamashir. Chaf chas amud beis. We'll get to it when we get up to there. So what does it say? It says beferish that what? That if you eat 3 for 3 months, it's good. It's acceptable. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's a chazaka. And you don't need what, David? You don't need 12 months in the middle. Since you don't need 12 months in the middle, kasha, I thought we just established, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you need 18 months. You need to have what? 3, 12, and then 3. So where's the what? Where's the 12 months according to Rabbi Shmuel, according to the Shita? Go ahead. I forgot the what? Damrina b'gomara. Achol tlas peri the tlas yarche gonas pastel, Rabbi Shmuel. Have you chazaka, kasha, where's the full year? Go ahead, shiny awesome. Period. What does that mean? Everyone knows that aspasta fodder grows quickly. And since everyone knows that, and he had a problem with it, he should have been on his feet and protesting and yelling and saying, you know what? This is not what? This is not acceptable. This is my land. And since he was silent, each month counts for a year. And if you're 3 months, it counts for 3 years. That's when it's the man shalah, that it's considered to be what? It's everyone knows about it. It's yadua to everyone. However, in our case, when you quicken the growth, when you try to expedite and try to make it quicker with the produce, then you need 12 full months, as Daniel said, because he can't make any excuses. He can't make any excuses. You need to create a scenario where you can't make any excuses. You need 18 months. 3, then 12, and then another 3. Okay? Whereas aspasta, it's well known. So he should have made a claim. If he didn't claim, for finished. Everyone got it so far? Fighter. Go ahead, David. Let's go. Uperish your countries. So Orin barley. Shibola Shua's rye. Rebbe Kiva Savar. Oh, there is a machloikis. I want you to get a lamed vav amid beis. Where did these numbers come from? 14, 18. They didn't make it up. They had to model themselves after something. Rebbe Shmuel modeled himself after the biggest growth of the fruit. How long does a peri get to its biggest growth of the fruit? It takes how much? 3 months. Rabbi Kiva modeled himself after the smallest amount of the peri's growth, and that's a month. So Rabbi Kiva said 12 plus 1 plus 1 is 14. Rabbi Shmuel said 12 plus 3 plus 3 is 18. But the Gemara says in the top of Lamed Vav, they argued on what do you model your sheer of squatting after by a steabal. Is it the smallest growth of the fruit or the biggest growth of the fruit? Very good. Go ahead, David. That's the Gemara Lamed Vav. Go ahead. Stira! Rabbi Shmuel says what? You need how much? Peri Rabba. You need 3 months, 12 plus 3 plus 3 is 18. And here we have a Gemara and the Chav Chesem is as a spastak when Rabbi Shmuel is 1 month. 1 month? I thought you only need 3 months. Stira! Everyone got it? Stira, Mene, Obey, and Rabbi Shmuel. Sammy, you got me? Stira and Rabbi Shmuel. Go ahead, David. What's the Teretz? Zara HaRishon, who's Rishon? Who's Rishon? The Marakama, excellent. Even if the Marakama put the seed in, and the squatter just does Ktsira, go ahead, oh. Afopi? Or if the squatter just does the putting the seed in and doesn't do the harvesting. According to the Re, get it down. The Re says all you need is one thing. Oh, Zria. That's against what Rashi said. What did Rashi say in the beginning of Tosos? You need both. We have a fundamental machlokes in Rabbi Shmuel between Rashi and the Re. Now, how does this answer the kasha? Go ahead. Go ahead, David Ubaha. You need it to be the biggest growth, kigon. Excellent. Very good. Rabbi Kiva. Oh, so let's plug this in now. We got to think here. How does he give the teretz? What is the teretz? What's the teretz here? How is he answering the teretz? What was his kasha? We had a steer with Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said 3 months. Yes? By a spasta, it's 1 month. What's the answer? See, Tosa doesn't always spell out the answer. What's the answer? Let's get it down. When you do both a Zri and Ksira, then 1 month suffices. When you do only one of them, you need 3 months. Tosis doesn't spell it out, but that's Tosis Teretz. And Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel are arguing, what is the shear you should model yourself after? When it's a big fruit or a small fruit? But that's the Teretz. Aspasta is when you do both. Therefore, a month counts as a year. But if you do only one of them, then you need 3 months. Everyone got that clear? That's the teretz of Tosis. Oh. Got it, Clor? Noam? You got it? Noam, right?
Yeah.
That's the teretz. Now, what's difficult with this? What are we going to do with who? Rashi. The Re, Tosos, can give that teretz because it says all you need is one of Zriya or Ksira. Then you need 3 months. If you do both, then 1 month suffices. What do you do according to Rashi, who said that you need what for 3 months? You need both. According to Rashi, who says you need both for 3 months, how are you going to answer this kasha? Oh. So I want to suggest the following teretz. Why did you see the Rashba? The Rashba, maybe Rashi holds like the Rashba. The Rashba says aspasta is different. Aspasta is different. What do I mean that aspasta is different? Aspasta is considered, I'm going to quote you the Lashon Rashba. Veino kosher klal. Tahi amrina begemar tlos aspasta betlos yarche have a chazakan hanutavke besoda omenes la aspasta. Abos stay lavanshin omen lakach peri rabba boy. Don't ask me kashas between aspasta and stay lavan. That's what we're dealing with. Stay loving. Aspasta is quick. It's fodder. It grows quick. Therefore, a month is long enough. But when you talk about stay lavan, stay loving, it doesn't grow quickly. You need the maximal fruit to show ownership. You need 3 months. So the Rashba says the whole kasha doesn't start. You cannot compare aspasta to what? To a classical case of stay loving. Aspasta is different. Aspasta needs peri rabba. Rishmol says you need 3 months. Rashi says, yes, I hold you need both. Yes, you need both. Because by stay loving, you need both. And that takes that's 3 months. Because you need peri rabba, you need to show ownership. Don't ask me kashas from aspasta. Aspasta is very quick. A month, of course, suffices. Now, I want to just add on to this with Alisa de Rabbeinu Yonah. If Rashi and the Rashba are correct, that Aspasta is different, then let me ask you, what's the svar of Rabbi Kiva that says what? What does Rabbi Kiva say by stay love him? 1 month. 12 plus 1 plus 1 is 14. But are we dealing with a stay lovin'? Isn't a stay lovin'? How could Rabbi Kiva, a stay lovin', by its very nature, physically, requires a lot of work? You should wait to the biggest shear of how big the fruit can. How could Rabbi Kiva say what he says? What'd you say? Right, but how could you say that, Aaron? Once you make the distinction and say aspasta is different than stay lovin', stay loving is different than stay loving. Everyone should hold peri rabba, because the nature of the field it doesn't quickly grow. To show ownership, you should have to wait till it's its biggest fruit. Do you understand what I'm saying? Again, Nachamo. Let's get this. What was Tosus kasha? He has to steer between aspasta and stay loving. Yes. What was Tosus teretz? Knew that all you need is either zriya or ktsira. That's for 3 months, right? But by what? If you do both, namely by aspasta, you do both, 1 month suffices. Correct? That was the reason. So what are you going to record to Rashi? Rashi said you need both, yes? Rashi said you need both. What do you do with Aspasta? What's the answer? So we're saying the Rashi holds like the Rashba. You got to get this. This is a Chiddush we're suggesting. Aspasta is different than Tzvei Lavan. Aspasta quickly grows. So according to Rashi, Aspasta will say a month is good enough for Aspasta because it quickly grows. In Anachanami, you need both. But when you talk about Tzvei Lavan, it's much different. Tzvei Lavan is much, much different. Tzvei Lavan, you have to work really hard. You need both elements. But it takes 3 months. You got me? So then we have to add on. So why would Rabbi Akiva stay by Tzvei Lavan 1 month is enough? Tzvei Lavan is different. You follow me, Michael? How could Rabbi Akiva say 1 month? So here Aliyas of the Rabbin Yonah says as follows. Aliyas of the Rabbin Yonah writes, because there are guys that will work as follows. They'll do a month, then they'll do a complete year, and then they'll do another month. Because they can't work the field too hard. Month, then pluck it. Month, then pluck it. That'll destroy the field. But if you have a year rest where it just sits there, that will ready it to get strong. And then they'll work it a month at the beginning, have a year in the middle, and then a month at the end. And the Lashon of Aliyas Rabbeinu Yonah is as follows. Time of the Rabbi Akiva Dam Rafilu B'Stei Almenes L'Peiri Rabba Havi Chazaka L'Peiri Zuta. As you said it, Aaron. How could Rabbi Akiva say Perizuta? You know why? There are some guys out there. If you do month, a year, then a month, it won't destroy the ground. So I want to add on that according to Rashi in the Rashba, the kasha is answered, the kasha doesn't start, because you cannot compare aspasta to Tzvei Lavan. Because aspasta is something that goes quick, even though Rashi requires both, okay, you do both for aspasta. But when it comes to what Tzvei Lavan, you need the maximum peri rabba, and therefore you need the 3 months, even though you do both. So then I ask you, what about Rabbi Akiva? Why would Rabbi Akiva say you only need a month, which is peri zuta? Isn't Tzvei Lavan different? The answer is, there are some guys that will, they're very talented agriculturally, and they know how to deal with their field. So they'll work on it a month, pluck it, harvest it. Then they'll let it rest for a whole year, replant it, let it rest for a year, gives it strength. They'll harvest it, then they'll plant it again and do it for another month. 12 plus 1 plus 12 plus 1. That's Rabbi Akiva's theory. So why don't you get down in your notes? That's the Nakuda you got to ask yourself. I was asking guys and said, what are you going to do with Rashi? What are you going to do with Rashi? That's what I said to you, Ellie. I don't know. Now we know. Now we know, Baruch Hashem. We're saying that Rashi holds like the Rashba, with this addition of the Aliyas of Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay? Oh, we got a lot of kashas here, but we gotta get going because we gotta get the Chumash. So let's go a little bit. We gotta go Vayter, David. Let's go. Vayter. Okay, go ahead. Let's go, come on. Deem Tomar, go ahead. A little louder, please, yeah? Oh, it's a great kasha. What's Tosis ask here? He says, how do you prove demonstrative ownership that this is your land off of the first 3 months? Last time I checked, how long does it take to put a seed in the ground? He says 1 day or 2 days. I mean, it takes 3 minutes. I don't know, okay, maybe you have to dig up a hole. But you're working on it for 3 months? That's a joke, Tosis asks. 3 months? Takes you a day or two to do Zri or Ksira. Ksira takes 2 seconds. Zri, okay, I hear maybe you got to dig a hole, you got to till the soil. But Ksira, okay, get a, what do they call it? Cutters. Takes a second. How are you showing throughout the 3 months that it's yours? Go ahead, David. The Chitema. Oh, maybe you're weeding it. Menachas means you're weeding it every day. Weeding you can do every day, believe me. Those fellows that, are lawnmowers that, cut the grass. Weeds are terrible, right? You can do that every day. Go ahead. That's a demacha for that. Go ahead. Umisakno, you're fixing it. That's not a chazaka. That's nothing. Go ahead. Midi dehave. That's like plowing. Go ahead. The Amar what? Excellent. Mishum.
Mishum. Neymar.
Neymar. Omar. The Karva Naoba. Let's get it. The Gemara says if I own a piece of land, I let Zach plow it. Plowing is not a chazaka. I love the fact that Zach's schvitzing. I don't want to have to schvitz. You can plow from today until tomorrow, Zach. When you're ready, tell me and I'll put my seed in and I'll use it. That's not a chazaka at all. Weeding is not a chazaka. I can't stand weeds. I'll love Zach to schvitz to get rid of the weeds. That's not a chazaka. So Tice is still perplexed. How are you showing during these 3 months that it is yours? Go ahead, Dave. I just want to translate those words. Mishum de Neymar Amar. Because I say to myself, Kol Shiyavu de Karva, oh, anyone who wants to what? Plow? Neoba. I'll let him come in. I'll let him come in.
Karva means plow.
Correct. Mekra Kruvin means plow. That is correct, here. Glad you asked me that. Okay? Very good. Go ahead. Oh, what's the teretz? What does that mean? What does shachas mean? Anyone look it up? Yes, a piece of let's call it a real premature growth. Call it a piece of straw. I like to always translate straw. It's a really small thing. Since you're eating the shachas, it's a chazaka. I'm chomping down every day. I'm the owner of this shachas. Have it on the front of my t-shirt and the back of my t-shirt. I'm eating what shachas. I am the owner. Okay? Very good. It's not so good, Tosha says. Go ahead, David. V'hadam rinan. Oh, what does that mean? It says in the Gemara, black on white, if you eat the straw, the small thing, it's not a chazaka. So how can Tosha say you're showing demonstrative ownership by doing that? Go ahead, David. Hani Mili. Lavo, the Shaykh Lomar, Lava Chazakta, Kidemachsik, Inshi, Lafikach. Oh, so what is the answer? If you eat Shachas, what type of Shachas? Shachas that's not going to be used. Shachas not edible. The guy's a Meshuggah. He's eating stuff that's not edible. I care about that. I'm going to be concerned about protesting about that. He can eat that from today until tomorrow. I could care less. Aval. What do we talk about? What type of shachas is considered a chazak? Aval. Kelis, but if I eat shachas that's taka edible, that's not ruinous. Go ahead. Yes, it's a yerek, it's a vegetable. The loba dying what? Givul shalah. It's what do we say? Givul shalah is it? The stalk didn't yet come, but it is edible. Then have you what? Excellent. So that's what Tosa says in those 3 months you're doing. You're eating shachas, 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 but the edible type of shachas. And that shows that you're the owner. Okay? That's what you're doing in 3 months every day. It's not, so I want you to fine tune it. It's not Ozrio Ktsira. You have to add on, put in brackets, Achilas shachas. Biter now. Let's go. Biter. Oh, now he says, Ubistay Elon. What's Stay Elon? The last one in the Mishnah. The last topic. The orchard. David, right? The orchard. Now, there is a shita later on in the Gemara. Please get it. Of the Rabbanan, who argue on Rebbe Shmuel. Where is it? On Lamed Vavim and Beis. They argue on Rebbe Shmuel. It's not quoted in our Mishnah. You know what they say? They say you need 3 years. What did our Mishnah say you need, Yossi? Just eat the three what? Three different kinds, right? The grapes, the olives, and the what? And the figs. There's a sheet that it says you need 3 years, even by state Elon, a tree orchard. Go ahead. And it says Beferish over there you need 3 years. Afagav, go ahead. Ubistay Elon, come on, the Bo Rabbanon. Oh, and the Rabbanon who argue on Rabbi Shmuel say you need 3 years. Afagav what? Right, you're not eating shachas there. Why you're not eating shachas there? When you grow trees, you better not take the shachas and give it to animals, because that'll kill the trees. Please get that nakuda down. No one's going to get shachas from gabi trees. You Every little tree, you try to grow an apple tree, an orange tree, or a pear tree. Oh, it grows a little bit, you give it to the animal, it's going to kill the trees. No one does that. So the rabbanim required by a tree orchard 3 full years, but you can't eat the shachas during those 3 years. So how do you show in the 3 years that it's yours? Go ahead, David. La'atzmo, you prune and you keep the wood for yourself. That's the demonstrative act. So get that down. Achila shachas is for a stay, Lavan. For a stay, Elon, what do? Zomer, uma'akev eitzim. You keep the wood for yourself. And that's going to be very bothersome to a guy. How dare he keep my wood? Well, why didn't you protest? Since you didn't protest, it must be this guy's the owner. You got to fill in that blank all the time. Go ahead, David. Bafagav. Oh, aren't you improving the ground? Bahavikimo what? It's like plowing. And what do we say by plowing, David? Is that a chazaka or not?
No.
No. So why is this a chazaka? Why is pruning considered to be a chazaka? What's the answer? Because here you keep the wood. Keeping the wood is different. By plowing, you don't keep anything. Go ahead. Afagav, Avikamo near Kavin to what? Shema Akev. I think in Hay it says Ma'akev. No? Yes. Kavin Shema Akev. La'atzmo. Since you keep the wood for yourself. Right. You can't say this far. Oh, let him plow, and then I'll come in. You can't say that. You should be yelling. He's taking your wood. Since you're not yelling, that shows that he's really the owner. Everyone cop this? Elliot, right? Yeah. Go ahead.
He's pruning. It's still good for him.
I understand, Elliot, but he's not just pruning, he's keeping the wood for himself.
Maybe he's willing to let that happen for his pruning. He's not, no one's pruning otherwise.
I understand, but we assume when something's taken from you, he should yell. And he's not yelling. You're asking good, but that's the answer. It's much different than plowing. Nothing's being taken away from him. When you take the stuff, he should have yelled. Since he did not yell, that shows he's not the owner. The squatter's the owner. Okay? It's a good point. But that's the point. David Viker, let's go. Okay, now I want you to get this now. What is V'odo Marie? Let's get everything. We got to get everything. Okay? What is V'odo Marie? What is he coming to answer now? Someone tell me. You always got a whole cup with the Tysus and all the Rishonim. What's V'odo Marie coming to say? I don't know if this is what you meant. He's trying to answer the original Kasha, Daniel. The original Vim Tomar. What was the original Vim Tomar, David? How do you show throughout the 3 years that you're what? That you're the owner. 3 months, rather. He's going back to that Vim Tomar, which was the second before it got wide. You got that? The Odomer, a lot of times in Tulsa, you got a whole cup. What is he coming back to Frankfurt? He's going back to answer that Vim Tomar. Mike, do you follow me? This original Vim Tomar is going back to answer the Odo Marie. Go ahead, Dave. The Odo Marie. What does that mean? He built a fence here. Wow. And he locked it up with a key. He let no one else get in there. That's what he did for the 3 months. That shows it was his the 3 months. Go ahead. Sunama. Bimai. And what is the Gemara? We mentioned that quickly. What is Sunama? Dry, rocky land. The Gemara asks on a Chav Tesim Beis. It says, Beferish, how do you acquire dry, rocky land? What do you mean? What's the Gemara asking? It should have said, just build a what? Build a fence. Go ahead. Velokomer, and it doesn't say. Doesn't say you locked up a fence and made a fence. Doesn't say that. Why not? The Gemara should have said that. Gemara's so bothered by it. What do you do with the rocky thing? What's the problem? Just build a fence. Go ahead. Because building a fence is not a magical thing. Because building a fence only works if it's accompanied with what? Go ahead, David. Ella Imkain. Unless. Oh. Excellent. You need achilu with it or you need zriya. Ne'ila is not enough. You need to be chomping on it for 3 months with what? Locking up the fence. Go ahead, Aval. But locking it up itself does not work. Okay? So that answers the original kasha. Now let's get the last line. Also, this is a hard line. Go ahead. And what does that line mean? And now it goes good, the Rabbanan to Rabbi Shmuel. What does that line mean? Someone tell me what that line means. What do you mean, now it goes good, the Rabbanan to Rabbi Shmuel? What is that line referring to? Come on, let's get this. Because of this over Shabbos, I'm serious, or tomorrow and Sunday. Sunday we don't have shir. If you come to Seder, please, you prepare to entice invite because we don't have a lot to do on Monday because we miss on Sunday. What does this mean? Go over. I went over the times I prepared this twice, 7 times. We should know it like this. We should really know it like this. What is Ashi Yosh? Michael, go ahead.
So this is under the impression that when the mission opened up and said, instead of Avah, that's called Rav Shlosh Chonin, that's a sheep of Rabbanan. Now Rav Shlosh fits in that sheep.
You could have. I also maybe thought like that at first, not referring to that. What other Rabbanan is it referring to? The one he just mentioned about the Sne Ilan, the orchard, on Lamed Vav. On Lamed Vav, the Rabbanan are quoted, not in our Mishnah, that say for a Sne Ilan you need 3 years. Good try, Michael, you're thinking. But he meant the Rabbanan he just said a few lines earlier. The Rabbanan that say you need 3 years for a Sne Ilan, what are you supposed to do during those 3 years? Eat, build a fence, and lock. Eat, build a fence, and lock. If you do those things, then you're showing throughout the 3 years. You can't just 3 years do you doing nothing. That's what it means, Hashka Asi Shaper. Asi Shaper, those Rabbanah, by the state of Elon, who argue and say you need all those three. Okay, that's Hashka Asi Shaper means. It's the Rose Rabbanah that require you to do the Matzah's act. And therefore, so we have the Re, Teretz of Zriya or Ktira. And for a state Lovin, you have to eat the Shachas. For a stay Elon, you have to be Zomer Makiv Le'etzim. And then we have, let's write down, a second Re. Second Teretz of the Re, which is what? Ne'ilis Geder Im Achila. This is a second Re, okay? Ne'ilis Geder Im Achila. This is what you have to be doing throughout the 3 years, okay? Whereas according to the first Re, what you have to be doing is keeping the wood, pruning and keeping the wood for yourself. Now let me ask you before we get to Chumash, okay? If I ask you, what's the Lomdus? Very good, Dave. What's the Machloikis between these two Rees in Lomdus? If I ask you, I'll be smart. The first Ree says, in those 3 months, all you need is what? Zriya or Ktira. But if it's a Stei Ilan, you have to be pruning and keeping the wood for yourself. The second Ree, second Teretz of the Ree says, Nilas Ageder Imachila. What is this, just like ideas? Suggestions? Let's try to pin down in Lomdus. What would you say the Machloikis is all about? We're trying to show in the 3 years, what are you accomplishing by giving the owner? Let me ask you, which one do you think? You have a suggestion on this, Yossi? Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe the first one's focused on the Raya aspect, the second one's focused on the
Kenyan aspect. Well, we're not talking about Kenyan. Let's talk about Raya only. Raya. That's what we're talking about.
Second, that's what talk totally about Kenyan. That's what we said yesterday. Those are the examples that are about Kenyan.
We said that Ne'ilas Geder is a way of acquiring. But if this topic, you're right, is Gimel Shonim, Raya. You're right, Ne'ilas Geder is one of the Kenyanim. So, okay, so Yossi wants to suggest the following. That the second Teretz of the Re, if you want to show proof that you're the owner, then show proof through a way that is very similar to acquiring a piece of real estate. Okay, I hear what Yossi's saying. Therefore, the second Teretz of the Re says, build a fence. It's got to be accompanied with eating, of course. That's a good proof, because building a fence, we're already familiar with, Yossi says, it's one of the ways that the Gemara gave about acquiring. So I would agree with you, Yossi. That's correct. Let's get that down. The second Teretz of the Re says, you know what? I want the notion of Cheskes Raya, which is our topic, to be as similar as I can make it to what? To acquiring. So building a fence with the Achila will get the job done. The first Teretz, the Re holds not that way. The first Teretz of the Re says, planting or Ktira, and as long as you prune and keep the wood, it's enough. That's not a Kenyan. That's exactly the point. But if you want to show you're the owner, what's the greatest Raya in the world? to show that you're the owner? What's the greatest raya in the world to show that you're the owner of something? You take it. You take possession of it. You keep it. And therefore, the first teres of the Ri says that you must prune and you keep the wood to yourself. That will show conclusively you're the owner. And the second teres of the Ri says, no, I want to make it something similar, as Yossi said, to acquiring property. Acquiring property, the chazaka, is what? Building a fence, one of the three ways. Well, you want to show ownership, you can eat and eat and eat, but I also want you to build a fence along with it that would show that you're also what, really the owner, because I want to model myself of showing ownership, cheskes raya, after what? I want to use cheskes raya to be patterned after how I make a kinyan. Okay? And therefore, he has the concept of building a fence. Okay. So, on Sunday, you'll do prepare the next Tosasin, okay? And then on Monday, we have a lot to see. We have to do about Avodah. Maybe, perhaps, I'll give our Mekhaimus you'll have on Sunday. Okay, let's go to Chumash. Okay. This week's Parsha we have is Kitetze. And the beginning of Kitetze deals with Yafas Tohar. There is a halacha that if Jewish men must engage in battle, the Torah gives a heter to live with the Yafas Tohar. Lo dibra Torah ela keneged yetzer hara. It's very hard for the Jewish man to go out and battle. The Torah gives an allowance that he's able to live with this Yafas Tohar. One of the many functions of women, Bezer Hashem, you'll get married, tremendous functions. Many of the functions of women is, one is to raise the children, and two is that she should watch her husband, that she'll be matzel him from Aveira, because he'll live with her, not chas v'shalom with other women. Rashi quotes that the boy from this union will grow up to be a ben tzora mora. So this woman is certainly not to raise kids, because the kid is going to be a ben tzora mora. So her purpose is to be shomer. One of her purposes is to be shomer the man from his yetzahara. And it says that she cries for a month, Yerech Yomim. If you ever noticed, you should never notice, but in a Ksuba, we write a Ksuba Chodesh. We're Sarah Kedushin on Sunday, I have to prepare the Ksuba, it says Chodesh. In a get, God forbid, it doesn't say Chodesh, it says Yerech. Because in the Torah, it says in Sefer Dvarim, Gerish Yerochim. Yerech is associated with Gerish, is Gerushin. So we find that she cries for a full month. What is she crying for? So first of all, the Zohar HaChadosh writes that this month of her crying is linked with what month? Elul. Says the Zohar HaChadosh, Da hi yorcha de Elul. This month is corresponding to Elul. The first kash is, what on earth does this month of her crying have to do with Elul? Secondly, the Sifri writes, what is she crying for? Machloikis, Tanoim. One says she's crying for her parents. She'll never see them again. Number two is, she's crying for her idols. Second kash is, what on earth is she crying for her idols? So Rav Mordechai Miller Zatzal writes as follows. Beautiful pshat. The Gemara writes in Maseches Chulin, and it's in our Parsha as well, the mitzvah of Kan Sipor. A father told his son, climb up the tree, fulfill the mitzvah of Kan Sipor. He's also going to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim. Those are the two mitzvahs where the Torah writes explicitly, you live a long life. The boy climbs up the tree, Rachmanu Litzlan, he falls down and dies. And Rabbi Yaakov the Tana says, aha, it must be in the Torah says you get schar for Olam Haba. Doesn't mean schar in Olam Haza, because it says you're supposed to live a long life. Where? In Olam Haba. The Gemara says that Acher was the Rebbe of Rav Meir, Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya, who became an Apikoros, the Gemara says, in Chagiga Yudalim Beis. He saw a similar story. What happened to him? He became an Apikoros. Third kash is, what happened? Why did Rabbi Yaakov be Masbrit Olam Haba and Acher becomes an Apikiris. What's the difference? Those are the three kashas. So he writes as follows. Very powerful. He writes from the Aznaim LaTorah. The Gemara says in Chagiga that every time Acher was in the Beis Medrash, guess what Sfarim were on his lap? Books of Apikorsis. So when he would get up out of his chair, they'd fall on the ground. And everyone would see he was looking at Apikorsis. He was anchored in Apikorsis. The Rabbeinu Bechai in the Hakdamah of Parshas Maaseh says, Reishis Chochma, Yiras Hashem. Reishis Chochma, Yiras Hashem. Before you start going to all other studies and fields, you have to be anchored in Torah and mitzvahs, right? The Torah is the ikar. The other things are the tefillah. And the problem with Acher was that he was anchored. He was totally anchored and steeped in the apikorsis. You know how a lot of times they say when you take an exam, your first impressions you should go with? I don't know if that's really true or not, but sometimes when you have a first impression, you can't get rid of that first impression. It's impossible. Do you know the Maharal is Masber and Nesivas Olam? When you have a dayan, you must hear both litigants at the same time. You can't listen to the first guy and then have the second guy come afterwards. Why? Because whatever the first guy says first, it's going to leave an indelible impression on your mind. You're going to think he's right, no matter what. And therefore, the Gemara says that David HaMelech, about first impressions, David HaMelech was told by this man named Tziva. In Sefer Shmuel, in Shmuel Beis, in Perek Yutes, it says that Tziva told him, Mipiboshes is rebelling. He's staying in Yerushalayim, he's going to rebel against you and Avshalom. That's what this fellow Tziva told David HaMelech. It turned out that he was lying. David HaMelech had taken away all property from Mephibosheth because he thought Mephibosheth was rebelling. Then it turned out that he was lying, and David HaMelech only gave back half of his property. He didn't give back all his property. Why not? Because he had this indelible impression in his mind that he was a rebellious guy. And even though it turned out to be false, he couldn't get that out of his mind. And the Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Nun Hey that Hashem split his kingdom. Hashem says, you, David HaMelech, took away half the property, Mephibosheth, I'll take away half your kingdom. An indelible impression, your first instinctive thought, is hard to get rid of. That's exactly the kernel we're trying to say here now. This woman has been steeped in Avodah Zorah her whole life. She needs a full month of crying, of weeping, to get rid of the thoughts of Avodah Zorah. A whole month devoted to it. That's what El is all about. A month devoted to Cheshbon HaNefesh. A month devoted to an evaluation of your actions, of your statements, of your thoughts. Are your thoughts tainted with falsehoods throughout the year? Are they steeped in phonyism? Or are they truth? Is there a reality? That's what Elul is all about. A whole month. Hayom Kotzer v'amalacha merubah. The Mishnah says in Avos. The day is short and the malacha is a lot. And that's not to be depressing, but rather that's supposed to be a time to energize yourself. That's what it's all about. There are certain things that we do. You've got to stomp out. It's not easy, I know, to go to Minyan on time all the time, be it Seder on time, be it every Shir. But you have to. And if you get into a habit of it, and that's part of your essence, then it's not hard anymore. That is your essence. I say time and time again, this is the training ground for your whole life. If you treat these years, and they go so quick in yeshiva, maybe 3, maybe 4, maybe 5, 6, if you stay for smicha, if you're in college, only 3. If you devoted this time was precious, then that will be the model for when you're a Bala Bus. Or maybe when you're a Rebbe. That you say, I gotta do it. You do it and it doesn't have to, you can be relaxed about it. But you know this is what you have to do. This is what it's all about. A whole month you have. The drum is beating for Yom HaDin. It's not a joke. This is what Yom HaDin is. It's a time of Cheshbon HaNefesh. That's why we have all yeshivas starting now for that whole month. That's why the Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, how do you relate to Hashem? Through davening and through learning, through horving on this tosfos. That's how you relate to Hashem in this world. We don't have karbanos, we don't have Beis HaMikdash. Hashem v'yorei sechadu. By treating it seriously. This woman need a whole month of crying. We need a whole month of introspection, of Cheshbon HaNefesh. Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Yaakov, saw. He was able to see it, and then Holam Haba. Acher was steeped in Avodah Zarah. He couldn't get rid of it. He couldn't get rid of it. That's why he became an Apikiris. David HaMelech, unfortunately, the greatest tzaddik, he had this indelible impression that Mephibosheth was a bad guy. He wasn't a bad guy. He only gave him back half his property. We have a whole month to get rid of the bad stuff, the negative stuff. We all have to make those pledges of allegiance. Not easy, but we can do it. You can force yourself to get up on time. Force yourself to get up on time. I'll tell you, I give Daf Yomi in the shul on Monday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And this week, giving it the whole week, because the other fellow gives it on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. He's a Rav Amachshir in Kashrus. Giving him a week off because he gave me a week off. To get up at 5:30 in the morning to give Daf Yomi is not easy. I'll tell you, the only reason why I do it is because the guys in the shul do it. Because I'm embarrassed if I don't do it. That's a commitment. Those guys get up 5:30 every day. They work hard. Every day they're there at 5:30. And this is what you got to ask yourself. Those fellows that get up at 5:30, their years in yeshiva, they treated very seriously. And they used the time properly. And everyone has their challenges. But if the Yafas Tovar needed a month to get rid of the Avodah Zarah, we are given a month to get rid of the negatives. To ready ourselves for Yom HaDin, new Beis Medrash, new energy for learning. So Hashem should give you all bracha of good health and a lot of learning. And we should realize that the Elul is the month of preparation where we elevate ourselves in Kedusha in a very strong way. Okay, everyone have a good Shabbos. I'll see you on Monday. And I'm going to try to give you Mar Makomos.